Joining us right now, Lisa Berry is the sales manager for the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau. You and your crew have a new task starting today, Tuesday, and that is the Patriot Center. The handoff, I understand, taking place yet today, and what's going to happen once that takes place?
We will be the interim management for the Patriot Center. We will go in there and we're going to see what needs to be done. Our main concern is working for Stony Rivers to make sure that everything goes as well as planned, all the events that are planned there go on, and that nothing has to be canceled. Everything is going to go on and go smoothly.
From what I understand, there's a fairly large number of events already on the book. Your big task is to make sure that they all stay online, right?
Right. And so I've been talking to a lot of meeting planners, brides, grooms, show producers for the expos. And so, of course, they were all getting a little nervous. So I've been hearing from them and working with them on their contracts to ensure that everything is going to go on smoothly. We've also hired a full-time staff to be out there at the Patriot Center full-time. And we've hired 3 part-time people to be showing the place and working with the customers as well.
And that's showing primarily the Patriot Center or the entire mall complex?
The Patriot Center.
So if I understand correctly, the CVB is focused only on the Patriot Center, not the entire Cedar Creek Mall.
Right. We are the interim management for Stony River for the Patriot Center.
Now, have you had any problems as far as getting ready for this handoff? Any situations you've had to deal with so far?
No, mostly, there's a lot of people that were really worried out there. And so far, the reception that we have got from the upcoming customers is wonderful. People are very calm. They're very optimistic. And so it's been going pretty smoothly.
And Stony Rivers is the property owner, correct?
Yes, Stony Rivers is the property owner.
And they just received it back, I understand, on foreclosure proceedings. So I would imagine that one of your main tasks is to reassure the customers and the vendors coming in that all these behind-the-scenes things won't affect what they are doing. Is that correct?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And people have been very understanding and wonderful. Actually, the receivership will change over, but the people know what's happening, and people have been really good at channeling the customers this way so they have somebody to talk to and reassure them that their event will go on. We have big events, coming up. We have a show going on Thursday night. There's a snowmobile show. April 12th, we have Dancing for the Paws there, and they've been wonderful, and so we're just assuring them, and we're going to get them in there. They're lighting people to look at it, and our part-time staff will show them around, and we're getting everything in place.
Now, I'm guessing since you've known this is about to happen, have you had some new inquiries for events or shows to put into the Patriot Center, knowing that you're going to have that management soon?
Yes, and that has been very exciting. Actually, I've had 3 conventions today that would be new business for the Patriot Center, interested in going there. And that's one of my jobs at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, is to bring conventions into our area. And so I've set up appointments with them to talk about, their space requirement needs and things like that to look at. What we want to do is we want to bring, it has the potential to bring so many more large groups of people to the Wausau Central Wisconsin area to stay in hotel rooms and eat at those restaurants and shop in the shops and really benefit the whole community.
You may have the CVB's perspective on all this, but as you look at this temporary management, do you think this might be an opportunity for the Bureau to perhaps bring in some things that a private independent management has not done yet?
I definitely think it will be, because our focus is on, it's the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So any large groups, events, conventions, things like that, we're very interested, always trying to bring them into the area. And it just gives us one more place to sell. We have wonderful venues, all conference centers and hotels all around the community. And this gives us one more place that we can really sell. There's a lot of potential there.
As we look at the background, we know that Stony Rivers is probably going to try to find a new buyer for the property. Do you see the management through the CVB as maybe a long-term deal under the new owners as well, or just up until that point, or is that still to be determined yet?
I haven't heard anything to that effect, so right now I would say it's an interim management.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add today?
I guess, we're just really excited to move forward. It's very positive. It's going to be very good for the community. I've talked to professional meeting planners around the state that manage various groups. They're extremely interested. They think it's a gem here. They love our area. Their attendees want them to go a little north, or we're it. They wanted to come here. They want to come here. And so we're really, really getting good feedback.
Let's say somebody hears us and wants to find out more about booking things at Patriot Center. Who should they call?
Right now, they should call me at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, 715-355-8788. I'd just like to say the feedback, too, from the community has been wonderful. I've talked to many of the salespeople at the different hotels. They are so excited. They are brainstorming. They're writing up lists of people that they can contact to get in there, to get more conferences out there. You know, the business is anywhere from like the Culver's to the Wickersham Jewelers. They're excited. They want to get, you know, they need more business and foot traffic. And we know once we get people here, they love our area and they come downtown and they go all over Wausau.
Have you had some feedback from the area businesses that may have been disappointed with the past activities of the Patriot Center and they're excited to see some new life put into it?
They seem like they're just really excited to see, you know, it to be busier and more bookings there.